Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It's National Dog Day, and it's also Wednesday, August 26th, 2020, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, Hardy High School will have a new dismissal route starting September 1st. The diagram shows vehicles will enter at Doyle Carton Road and turn left onto Rodeo Drive, then continue along Rodeo Drive, turning left in front of the student parking lot, and they will exit back onto Altman Road. Dismissal will run from 3:22 to 3:45 p.m. For the month of August, the Florida Department of Highway and Safety Motor Vehicles is promoting child safety awareness. Whether it's looking for bicycles and pedestrians, buckling up and choosing the right car seat, school bus safety, or car and driveway safety, they want everyone to do their part in making a safer Florida. Join them in this campaign to keep children safe by promoting safety messages with the hashtag ChildSafetyFL. Your local events, the Bowling Green Citywide Mission is having a back-to-school drive-through backpack giveaway. Receive a free backpack on August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Once again, the 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Your jobs in Hardy County. Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green is looking for a security agent. High school education or equivalent with 2 years of experience in loss prevention is required. CPR and first aid training certificates and tips training are required. Effective written and verbal English communication skills are required with additional language helpful. Complete mobility is required. It may be necessary to carry people or emergency equipment during an emergency. Hertz in Sebring is looking for a part-time car transporter. Requirements include a valid driver's license, be at least 20 years of age, have a flexible schedule, have a smartphone with GPS capability, and the ability to lift up to 50 pounds. My Eye Doctor in Sebring is looking for an eyewear consultant. They require 1 to 3 years of experience, an associate's or bachelor's degree in the field, retail success across a broad spectrum of customer requirements, strong communication skills, the ability to multitask effectively, and proficiency in automated equipment used in optometry. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. It really helps. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window at your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, sports, and business news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us.
synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Our world is changing dramatically as we face the rapid spread of coronavirus, COVID-19. Hello, this is Lee Michael with First National Bank of Wachula. We here at the bank have an important role to play. The work we do every day provides support for our community in Hardy County. We understand that critical projects are just that, critical, and that extraordinary times require an extraordinary response. We've made plans and are implementing a model that can be tailored to suit the needs of our customers from all around the surrounding communities. In fact, our delivery model is just as innovative as our digital solutions. As our world has become more mobile, so has First National Bank. Over the past 2 years, we have updated our digital banking options to offer contemporary solutions in online banking, mobile deposit, telephone banking, debit card controls, and full function ATM. We even have the capability to close loans on your PC or smartphone. Additionally, our workforce has the ability to move to a more remote servicing model if necessary. We work extensively with partners like Microsoft, WebEx, Peak 10, and our customers to keep us in touch and ensure your banking needs are addressed. First National Bank of Wachula has taken our remote services model to the next level, and we're ready to support you too. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy, temperature 88 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 77, relative humidity 70%, heat index 100, winds east at 13.8 miles an hour. The visibility is 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.04 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 7:07 a.m. Eastern Time. A heat advisory is in effect from noon today to 6 p.m. this evening. Today, partly cloudy. Isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, hot with highs in the mid-90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%, heat index values up to 111. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 60%, heat index values up to 110. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your weather report and forecast. Now let's go on to our Ag News.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Soy Checkoff's latest collaboration brought qualified state soybean boards together to maximize results of Checkoff-funded research projects by bringing the findings to farmers. According to alphafarmers.org, the redesigned soybeanresearchinfo.com was launched through a joint effort by the North Central Soybean Research Program and the United Soybean Board to give farmers a virtual resource full of information and toolkits for more efficient soybean production. The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service's August crop production numbers are out, with Georgia corn, peanut, and soybean crops forecast higher than 2019. Georgia corn production is forecast at 62.4 million bushels, up 12% from 2019. Georgia peanuts are forecast at 3.22 billion pounds, up 16%. And soybean production forecast at 3.11 million bushels is up 15%. A recent survey revealed Florida's Extension Network is well-equipped to inform their communities about COVID-19, utilizing credible information received from healthcare providers and Extension administrators. According to MorningAgClips.com, the majority of the 485 Florida Extension professionals' respondents, 69.8%, felt prepared to address professional challenges, while 81% felt able to get support for themselves during this time period.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water. They actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
With today's Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Yesterday, I reported on how certain trade practices in produce from Mexico has resulted in harmful effects for many farmers in the Southeast. But what are these unfair trade practices exactly? That's a question I asked Lisa Lockridge, Director of Public Affairs at the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association.
They've been able to do this because of a strategic and ongoing program of subsidies by the Mexican government. Those subsidies have benefited growers with everything from irrigation equipment to technology to funding infrastructure for protected agriculture, and those are specialty crops.
Lockridge says in addition to these subsidies, there's also some concerns with pricing.
The other thing that's at work here is Mexico's practice of, and it's a sustained practice of targeting the eastern U.S. markets with prices that are cheaper than the prices in their western markets. So they're deliberately sending produce into the eastern part of the United States and pricing it much cheaper than the produce that it sends to the western United States. So in effect, they're essentially setting an unfairly low market entry price, and we either have to match it or abandon the sale.
Hearings have taken place in Florida and Georgia, where industry groups are asking the U.S. Trade Office to open a formal investigation.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for the sports news and business news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Orders for big-ticket manufactured goods rose a surprisingly strong 11.2% last month. Consumer demand for cars and trucks especially strong in July. It's a third consecutive monthly gain for factory orders. Investors both in the U.S. and abroad looking ahead to a much-anticipated speech by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He's expected to discuss the next steps for monetary policy amid the coronavirus pandemic. Bed Bath & Beyond cutting 2,800 jobs at its New Jersey corporate headquarters and in its stores. That's about 5% of the company's workforce. The home goods retailer says the action will save it roughly $150 million a year as the company looks to move more of its business online. A mixed picture on Wall Street at mid-morning. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRX Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The Dallas Mavericks suffered their largest loss in the playoffs, while the LA Clippers posted their biggest postseason win ever, defeating Dallas 154-111 to take a 3-2 series lead. A big reason was this man, Paul George, who netted 35 points.
Mentally, I just locked into a different place, different mindset. I found myself, came out and found myself.
The All-Star guard had only been shooting 29% of the series. Denver down Utah 117-107 as Jamal Murray scored 33 of his 42 points in the second half.
We're on the same page and talking things out. Even when we make a mistake, we just move on to the next play. We have to move on to the next game. Can't get too high, can't get too low. And we just got that resiliency in us.
Jazz lead the series 3-2. In the NHL playoffs, the Vancouver Canucks nodded their second-round series at a game apiece by getting two goals from Bo Horvat in a 5-2 win over the Vegas Golden Knights. The Canucks needed to bounce back after getting embarrassed 5-0 in Game 1. This is Esser in Sports. Andre Palat scored 440 in overtime to give Tampa Bay a 4-3 win over Boston to tie their series at 1. Palat says they handled a tight game very well.
We responded every time. I thought we play real well. That third, maybe we stop skating a little bit. But other than that, I thought we play well.
It's the first no-hitter of the year as Lucas Giolito was near perfect, leading the Chicago White Sox past Pittsburgh 4-0.
Giolito was almost perfect, allowing just one base runner, a walk in the fourth inning. He also struck out 13. This was the 19th no-hitter in White Sox franchise history, their first since Philip Umber tossed a perfect game in Seattle 8 years ago. David Schuster, Chicago.
Newly selected 23 preseason All-Americans are not slated to play in the fall. Among those, Penn State linebacker Micah Parsons and Oregon tackle Benay Sewell. Voters considered all Division I players, even those who had already opted out of the season or whose teams had postponed football. With SR in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time today with Hardy Midday, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: whoever said money can't buy happiness did not know where to shop. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. Or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.